Clemens is gonna regale y'all with something. What you got in mind for these folks now?
Well, I'll do one I've been doing for... Actually, nope. There have been a couple of people that have approached me saying that they saw me in the documentary Give Me the Banjo. That's the one that Steve Martin narrates, and it's actually the first comprehensive history of the banjo in a documentary that's ever been made. And, you know, I mentioned that album World Turning earlier by Tony Trischka. Mark Fields, the film director, he heard that album and he wanted to explore the history of the banjo. So he made a documentary about it, and I was fortunate enough to be the talking head guy with the section on Gus Cannon, who was one of the great black banjo songsters of the 1920s and 30s. And he lived all the way up into the early 60s. A lot of people know his tune. Walk right in, sit right down, and baby, let your mind roll on. You know, a lot of people know that song. But this is a song that he recorded early on. That's actually, it's two songs from sheet music. Kind of a later blackface minstrel tradition called the Coon Song, which we're taking the stereotypes of the blackface minstrel show even further as it evolved. And he cleaned it up a bit. You know, some performers, they cleaned up some of the words and stuff so it wouldn't be as offensive for them to perform it out. But this is one of the tunes that he did called My Money Never Runs Out, which is a fantasy number of great proportion. And so I'll play a little bit for you now. This is for the lady over at the massage table who's asking me about Gus Cannon. So here we go.